A new study from South Korea shows that older children, those between the ages of 10 and 19, can spread the coronavirus as effectively as adults can. The information may help inform officials and how they're thinking about how to begin school in the fall and whether to open schools for in-person learning. Joining us now with more on this study is Jeffrey Shaman, who is a professor of environmental health sciences at Columbia University. And Jeffrey, can you tell us more about this study and its findings?
Well, what the study did is it analyzed the reports from over 59,000 contact tracings that were performed based off of about 5,700 what are called index cases in Korea. So Korea has a very extensive testing and tracing program. And what they would do when they would find somebody positive, that person, if they hadn't been found through tracing, if they had just come in and been swabbed because they weren't feeling well, and they turned out positive, they would be called an index case. They include a whole age range. It includes children, very young children, 0 to 9-year-olds, all the way up to elderly people over 80 years of age. And they show how much these individuals are suspected of having spread the virus. They had a couple interesting findings in this. Firstly, there's a lot more transmission in the household than outside the household. That's not unexpected. But what they also saw was that for children who were 10 to 19 years old, they seem to be just as likely to transmit the virus to other people as adults do. And there's been a lot of discussion in the media lately, and certainly in the scientific literature, as to whether or not children are as involved in the transmission cycle and as capable of passing the virus on to others. And this provides evidence that they are.
Yeah, this is the most extensive study to date. Do we know why younger children don't seem to spread the virus as much as older children do? What's the difference there between those two populations?
The shorter answer is we don't know. We're still learning so much about this virus, unfortunately. It's been plunked into our midst, and we're scrambling to get as much information about it. They didn't have a lot of index patients, these initial infections from which they did the tracing, who were in the lowest age bracket. They only had 29 of them. And it's indicative that they're not getting as severely symptomatic. They're less likely to go in and actually be swabbed and actually seek medical attention. So they were less likely to be established as an index case.
That's interesting, because then that brings for me the question on whether children over 10 were usually asymptomatic or had they already been diagnosed with COVID-19.
Well, that's it. I mean, the thinking is, and it's hard to tell because we don't have a complete picture of all the undocumented infections. We only know those who come in and seek clinical care. What we see in COVID-19 is that adults are the preponderance of people who are coming in and being tested and not feeling well, who are doing it for symptomatic reasons. So severe disease manifests in the elderly, but there is a lot of infection that has symptoms and causes people to seek medical attention among those in the age bracket from 20 to 50. But when you get below 20, there's a big drop off in the number who are actually seeking clinical care because of symptoms related to a COVID-19 infection. So what it means is that there may be a lot of very mild and asymptomatic infection in children. But the question is, are they capable of actually passing it on to other people? This big study actually provides more evidence to suggest that certainly within the 10 to 19-year-old bracket, these children are capable of transmitting the virus.
This is all very important right now because schools across the country are really trying to decide whether or not to open up in the fall. Many have already decided not to. What does this study mean for plans to reopen schools in the fall? Should there be, from your view, in-person learning based on this information that we're just now receiving?
It's a very complicated issue. Bringing people together that includes children and teachers together in school is a daily mass gathering of people that provides opportunities for transmission. On the other hand, we have these competing interests. Education is very important, particularly in formative years. It's very important for younger children to be in school. It's a very critical time in their development. So we can't just say that the disease is paramount and we have to only consider that. So the question is, can we do it safely? Can we actually bubble our children enough so that they're in small groups that don't mix with each other, so that social distancing is adhered to, face masks are used, so that we can keep the environment as safe as possible? So the bottom line is that if we're going to do this, we have to do it very carefully with a lot of controls in place. And we have to understand that if we do it in communities where there is a high infectious rate, where we don't have the virus under control, that is particularly problematic. We have to get the case rate down in this country considerably in order to really think about education as a safe proposition in school.
That's Jeffrey Shaman. He's a professor of environmental health sciences at Columbia University. Jeffrey, thank you.
Thank you for having me.